Jessica. Grateful member of Al-Anon.
So the subject today is the meetings on acceptance equals reality, not approval. So I thank you all for being here on this Al-Anon meeting. It's out of the book From Survival to Recovery, Growing Up in an Alcoholic Home, page 129. And I'm going to open also with a personal prayer. God, guide my words that I may say, that what I say may be honest and helpful. So I'm going to tell myself and your guys' self a little bit about myself. I've been in the program for 16 years in Al-Anon, and I'm currently a GR in the GEA for the Foothills AFG. And the GEA is Global Electronic Area on Zoom. And now I'm going to read the paragraph that this meeting's out of. So it's page 129, paragraph 3. Slowly, as I admit that things like unpleasant feelings and events exist, and as I allow myself to experience and accept them, peace results. For me, acceptance doesn't mean I have to pretend I'm happy about all the facts of life. Acceptance means I acknowledge reality as reality and accept my human feelings of loss and frustration and my human limitations. I am not in control of reality, nor am I always in control of how I feel about reality. Sometimes I feel decidedly furious, but I am in control of how I choose to act on my feelings about reality. My behavior and my attitudes are mine to choose, and that knowledge has brought me a deeper peace than I used to know. So what drove me into Al-Anon was my life had become unmanageable. I was newly married, and it was my third marriage, which I'm still on. And I was pregnant at the time and had two teenage sons that were living with us. My husband is an alcoholic, but he's a non-drinking alcoholic. But he has no recovery program. He drove me into Al-Anon, and I am thankful and a grateful member today because he did. And the reason I stayed in Al-Anon is because I need it. And my behavior keeps me coming back. And they talk about the three C's in Al-Anon. I didn't cause it. I can't cure it. I can't control it. And in my part of my behavior was I was trying to control something I couldn't control, which was his behavior. And I learned in Al-Anon how to start focusing on myself and my own recovery. There is a fourth C they talk about, is that you can contribute to the chaos. And I was doing that a lot. So I'm thankful for this program. I spent 3 years doing my fourth step with a sponsor, and my fourth and fifth step, because I did it with a sponsor. And I'm currently on my sixth step. And the six steps is we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. So I'm going to tell you about an incident. I was telling my sponsor about an incident that happened. And I was saying all the things that happened in head knowledge. And she goes, Lori, you're not telling me how you feel about what happened. And I realized that I was just doing a thought process. I wasn't feeling the emotions that come with it. And she says, you have to feel the feelings that come up. And she said, in order to do that, you have to untangle it. And for her, it's like spaghetti. the emotions like sadness, disappointment, frustration, fear, anxiety. You got to label them and how the event made you feel. And I need to give myself time to sort through those feelings and to feel them and to label them. I was feeling fear, I was feeling frustration, I was feeling anxiousness. And sometimes tears can come up, and it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's grieving, and grieving is a process, and you can sit in it for a while. I'm going to read something from page 76 on what I just talked about. So it's page 76, paragraph 2. We do not deny that we are wounded. We acknowledge our hurts and their sources, but we don't have to stay stuck in the anger and blame. The journey to recovery from the effects of alcoholism and family may be longer and slower than we wish. Yet Al-Anon members who have gone before us have found paths that worked for them, that can work for us. It is a nurturing, self-affirming, often rigorous journey we undertake together, sharing honestly and lovingly as we can. So this is allowing myself to experience and accept reality. And it's okay to love an alcoholic, but we don't have to approve of his actions. Letting go of guilt and shame of being raised in an alcoholic family. I had no control over what happened in my family. Yet, as a child, for some reason, even though I can say that as a child, I hung on to blaming myself and feeling guilt and shame. And it's really funny how God works. I went to Sunday school, and the pastor, it's a real intimate, there's like four or five, and we all get to share, sort of like this, except for there's a few more. And anyway, it was on healing, and he said he likens it to a cut on your hand. You don't expect the cut on your hand to just heal miraculously. It bleeds, it takes time to heal. Well, so does emotional and spiritual healing. It takes time, and it's a process. It keeps coming back to the word process, and Al-Anon is a process, and this program of recovery takes time, and just to give yourself time. There's a lot of survival skills that I picked up being raised in an alcoholic home and currently, you know, dealing with issues because my husband's not in recovery. Some of them is not having a voice, not feeling safe enough to express how you feel. For me, it's running and denial, hiding, people pleasing, avoiding conflict. Some other coping survival skills are rage and anger. It's just a process, and it's also not just, you know, when I first came in, it's looking at, oh, the other, but when you're in here a while, it's really looking at yourself, and it's also accepting your own behaviors that are not acceptable. And one of the things that I had to realize, and this is from the Form 2023, and it's exactly what I do. Acceptance is also looking at my own arrogance, realizing it caused some people to reject me instead of believing their rejection was founded and unfair. It means seeing the roots of my actions and intentions, even though some behaviors were taught by my family of origin or my ancestors. Taking responsibility for healing and changing them. It's realizing whoever hurt me cannot heal me, drop the blame and move on and look to God. But this is all a process and it takes a while. But that's how I survived. Those are survival skills are how I survived as a child. But now I can let go and let God and do things differently and do things new. And I'm also in community. The phone does not weigh 500 pounds. I don't have to be in isolation. I can call somebody in the program. I can call my sponsor. And I'm currently in control of how I choose to act on my feelings and my behavior about reality and my reality and my behavior and my attitudes are mine to choose. People in the program talk about spiritual principles, and some of the spiritual principles are the powerlessness, the humility, and the willingness. And the willingness comes to try to do things differently. And that has brought me a deeper peace. Staying in program, working the steps, listening to others in meetings gives me idea to do and be differently. Here's one thing that I recently did differently. My friend was trying to blame me for something that she had done, and I practiced this. I said, I'm not taking responsibility for your choices. And it was difficult for me to stand up for myself, but as I practiced things new and differently, my sponsor assures me that it's going to get easier. And she goes, and after a while, you won't even think about it. You'll go, oh, I did that differently. And so some of the other things is to quit taking it personally. Q-tip, knows a complete sentence. Walk away from yelling. Say, I'll talk to you when you're calm. It's Al-Anon is a gentle program, but it's not easy. Just because I accept my reality doesn't mean I approve of unacceptable behavior. I believe the way before me will open up step by step with the help of my higher power, which I call God, and in the staying in the program, and acceptance equals reality, not approval. It's a process. It all takes time. Lastly, it's a gentle program. Go easy on yourself. Give yourself time to heal spiritually, and keep coming back. Also, keeping the focus on myself and always with humility, but for the grace of God, there go I. And now I'm going to turn it over to Jessica.
Thanks so much, Lori. And with that, we'll end the meeting, okay? Wow, I don't know if I can top that. Like, come on, man. I'm Jessica, like I said, a grateful member of Al-Anon. And I do wear two hats, is what my sponsor told me to say. But I am strictly going to focus on this program because this program is a gift. Like Lori, I come from an alcoholic home. I came to this program because I fell in love with my mom, you know, my husband, he's my mom. Just a lot of mess. And I walked into one room and then they sent me to another room and then I left that room because you guys didn't solve my problems fast enough. And then I came back years later like, okay, you guys were right. Like Lori too, I am in service. I am the treasurer for a Mesa AFG meeting through Zoom. I believe I said that correctly. I just have 2 years in Al-Anon and a few months, I believe. I'm looking for more service because service helps me, you know. When I got this this topic from my sponsor, Thanks. When I got this topic from, I forgot my glasses. I was such in a hurry to come here. I was 2 minutes here, and I'm like, I forgot my glasses. No. But that's okay. Lori has glasses, so great. But yeah, when I got this topic from my sponsor, I didn't really know. When I get things, I'm like, okay, I have to, it's straight to doing, you know? I have no thought process at all in it. I'm just like, I have to act. And then, you know, a few days later, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have acted that way. I probably should have consulted somebody. But that's just what I do, you know? I'm just on go. When I came to this program, I had to learn to slow down, and I am so uncomfortable slowing down, guys. Like, it scares the crap out of me. Like, it really does. I don't know why. And so I'm still figuring that out. But when I was talking with Lori about, you know, what we're gonna say, and she was sharing with me, I was like, holy crap. Like, wow. And I had a spiritual experience with her. I really did, because I learned a lot of things about myself that I did not know. And of course, I start the whole, I'm going to beat myself up because I should have known. And that's just what I, you know, I've done that too much to where it's like, I do it all the time now. And I have to stop myself from doing that. But and then I remembered, God's going to reveal to me, you know, in time. And I don't know, it amazes me how much program I have when I'm like in the midst of it, you know, like when I'm actually like not realizing that I have a program, that I have, you know, Al-Anon, and it's seeping through into my life. And that's a huge blessing. It really is, because I can just be a bully to myself. So I'm gonna, my sponsor told me to read something every day, and it's from Courage to Change, so I'm gonna do my best to read that. It's a little bit blurry when I pick it up, but then when I get close, it's good. It's on page 292, October 18th. Okay, as we pursue recovery, we may encounter opportunities to deepen learning we began long ago. Perhaps we once learned to detach from a particular problem. Now, months or years later, when we once again need to detach, it can feel as if we've forgotten everything we knew. It's important to remember at such moments that although that feeling may be the same, we are not the same. My recovery matters. All of the experience, strength, and hope I have accumulated is within me today, guiding my choices. I may not recognize it now. I may not recognize it right now, but I have made progress, and I continue to make progress with every step I take. Perhaps I am learning something I have learned before. I must need to know it more deeply, which is something my sponsor would say. Like, you're not feeling it. It's true. I don't want to. I may go through the process this time with greater awareness, or turn to my higher power more quickly and easily, or reach out to an Al-Anon friend without hesitation. Today's reminder, instead of assuming that I have failed because I am learning a difficult lesson once more, I might embrace the experience as part of a long-term healing process that requires repetition and practice. I can trust that eventually I will learn it so well that it will become automatic, confident, and healthy response. It will become an automatic, confident, healthy response. The human mind always makes progress, but it is a progress in spirals. Madame de Stael or something? Sorry. I'm just going to put this back here. So thank you. So this helps me stay in acceptance today of where I'm at in my program. Because I used to be this person looking at the outside of everyone else, you know, like, oh, like there, you know, like right now I'm like, God dang, Lori, like, please stop taking everything that I thought of. Please, I have nothing to say right now. instead, it's good. Next time. Instead, I can be, you know, just exactly, you know, what this program has taught me. Focus on myself, you know, focus on everything inside of me that I need to, you know, work on. And that's extremely hard for someone that grew up in a home where I was always worrying about the outside and, you know, helping everybody else. And like anytime I worried about myself, I would be, you know, told, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing caring for yourselves? And when my sponsor first told me, you know, like, Jessica, you must like look inside of yourself and you know, what's going on with you? Like, how do you feel about that? And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like, that it was so foreign to me and so uncomfortable that I immediately wanted to be like, you're not working for me. You're not, this is not good, because I'm feeling all these things that I don't want to feel. And she's like, you have to, you know, it's either you feel them or you don't grow. And this program was extremely scary to me because it was opening up a door that I had shut a long time ago, and I've just been living on survival mode. But now, it's crazy. I was so nervous talking, like sitting here and talking, but like, I'm not nervous anymore. It's weird. That's, you know, thank you. Like, is it odd or is it God? You know, like that type of situation. I believe I'm doing my best to embrace where I'm at right now. I have all these tools that help me to slow down, you know, pray when agitated. I have to keep a Q-tip in my pocket all the time. My sponsor's like, do you have your Q-tip? And I'm like, no, I ran out. She's like, they're only like 98 cents. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, okay? That's the truth. I ran out. But I have to keep a Q-tip in my pocket because everything... I can be affected by just a look. It's ridiculous. I'm just like, yeah. I have to always like look in the mirror and like, you know, be okay with myself right now. You know, and all these unpleasant feelings, like it said, I admitted that things like unpleasant feelings and events exist. I could not admit that in my home. I had to walk over them. I had to, you know, to this day, it's hard for me. I don't even have a booklet on how to deal with it, you know, with my kids. When unpleasant feelings and events happen, I'm just like, like, what do I do? Like, I'm like a deer in headlights because I don't know. I don't know. But it's okay for me to admit that I don't know, so I can ask for help, so I can know exactly how I can process it. And my sponsor doesn't tell me like how to do it. She tells me like we walk through it, and that's a very uncomfortable process because I'm just like on the phone with her and I'm just like I don't know how to do this. I didn't study for this test. She's like, no one studied. You just have to. How are you feeling? And I'm like, I don't know how I feel right now. She's like, and that's okay. So why don't you just like, you know, read this, say a prayer, and then go back to it. And I'm just like, this is not going to help, but okay, you know, type of attitude. But I don't know, with all of these tools that I've been given, I realize that they actually are working, you know, they are working in my life, and I see it, you know, just in the way that I feel right now. You know, I was so scared to say what I was so scared to be perfect. And then, like, I was, like, praying. I'm, like, just God. Another prayer, I'm, like, you know, the third step prayer. And then I'm just, like, it'll happen the way it's supposed to happen. And, you know, that's the gift of the program working in my life today. And I am just extremely grateful. And that's why I do service, because I am so grateful. For where I'm at right now, where I will be at if I keep continuing. You know, I have a place to go now. I didn't have a place to go when I was a kid. I was I was responsible for everything. And now I'm like, I'm not responsible for anything but my behavior and my attitude. That's all I'm responsible for. And that is a huge relief, you know, from a person coming from a place where I thought I carried the weight of the world on my shoulders. I don't feel that anymore, at least not right now. Maybe later, you know, because I can change really quickly. And that's why I work this program every single day, you know, and I do have a sponsor, and I go to meetings, and I be in service, and I just do my best to follow what everyone else is doing in the program, you know, because I want exactly what you have. And I believe what you have is peace, you know, peace in yourself. And I've been at war with myself for years. So that's really all I got. I think I'll just ramble if I keep on talking. So we'll open it up.
So if anybody else wants to share or has anything to say, go ahead.
Because you're worth it.
Thanks, Connie.